Hallelujah, glory. Amen, amen, amen. Let us stand as we make our proclamation. Our scripture is coming from the book of the Gospel of St. Matthew. But we'll make our proclamation. Amen. Let us hold our Bibles high. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. Let's turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 26. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 26. If you have this, say amen. I'm sorry, chapter 16. The Gospel of St. Matthew. The Gospel of St. Matthew. Y'all got to hold me down. I'm kind of happy. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 16. You have that? Let's read together verses 24 through 26. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. Amen? Let us read. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what profiteth if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you just as I am. It is my prayer at this time that you would allow me to decrease and your word would increase. Our hearts are prepared to receive you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Think with me shortly from this theme. Set it off. Set it off. Look at one of your neighbors and neighbor. It's not time to take it easy, but it's time to set it off. Set it off. Set it off. Amen. In preparation for this, the Lord had me in his word, and it was so amazing. I have a question for you. Would you rather... God is working on payroll, and he is looking at two aspects of our Christian walk, performance and time served. The question is this: would you rather be paid for your performance or your time served? Performance is simply that you came in, you did the tasks that were asked of you, and you took the initiative to set up to get ready for your next assignment. You made yourself available for all emergencies that could possibly come around. You stood fast and you held on to the word of God. That's performance. Time served is exactly what it says. Time served. You came in and you went out. You came in and you went out. The Lord is working on payroll. Will you be paid for performance? Or will you be paid for time served? How many of you say performance? Raise your hand. How many of you say time served? Raise your hand. Tell the truth and shame the devil. This is very important because when we look at the scriptures, and I'm going to stay right where we are, it said, the scripture says, if any man will come after me. What's that two word, that two letter word is what? What's that two letter word? I want you to know the Lord is not crazy, because he knows that after he explained to the disciples all the things that he's going to have to go through, somebody's going to say, man, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't like nothing that you're talking about. But the Lord is telling them again, this is what you need to know. And if you're going to follow me, there are some rules and regulations that you must also follow, because nobody gets this call just sitting still. Tell your neighbor, set it off. Tell your neighbor, set it off. See, y'all got to make some noise up in here. I'm kind of happy already, all right? So now it said the disciples are saying, but wait a minute, why do we have to go? And he said, it is your decision. If any man shall come after me, if it means you've got options. How many of y'all like options? Raise your hand. You've got options. The Lord said, you don't have to come. But if you decide to come, I need to let you know it's going to be some things that's got to change. We cannot come after God and never change the way we are. You cannot go after the Lord, walk with him, and there not be a change in your life. But when the changes come, that's when you set it off. Look at your neighbor and say, set it off, baby. And we as children of God got to come out of your comfort zone and set it off. I know when I said that, most of y'all remember the movie, don't you? Set it off. These young ladies were tired of being broke, disgusted, and busted. They said, wait a minute. You know what? They get that money trail in there. So let's figure out how we're going to get that money cow. And we're going to go in, and what they going to do? What they going to do? But they were tired of being where they were. Is anybody in here tired of being in the same place at the same time all the time? Then what you need to do is what? You got to make up your mind that you're going to set it off. How can we set it off in the Lord when we don't ever want to change? How can we set it off in the Lord when we don't ever want to take a risk? Don't you know that as many risks as Jesus did when he was walking this earth, you cannot walk behind Jesus and be risk-free? That's where you come to set it off. The Lord was beaten. He was slapped. He was spit on. And we want to come walking through like it's walking through the tulips and nobody bugging you. Is you crazy? Tell somebody, set it off, baby. That's why the scripture says, if any man, and we're going to talk about three things. If any man, the first thing you got to do to set it off is deny yourself. That's a big one. What's those two words? Deny myself. That means simply say no to you. Hallelujah. I know prom night was last night. If they grew up in my mama's house, prom night was last night. Guess what we would be Sunday morning? Hello. Prom night was last night. This is the Lord's house Sunday morning. You might have toothpicks holding up your eyes, but you will be in here, all right? Because he said deny yourself, all right? Now repeat after me. Sometimes I must say no to me. Hallelujah. All right. Now, when you know you're on a diet and there's three pork chops left, you can't eat them just because they're there. When you ask the Lord to let you lose some weight, hello? When you ask the Lord to let you lose some weight and just because they got ice cream on sale like Shop and Save did, you don't go get 3 gallons because it's only $8 and you're going to hold them till you lose your weight. Do you know that's crazy? But God has called us to set it off. Hello, when you know you're trying to lose weight and the ice cream is calling you, what do you say? No. When you know all you got is your Tide money and Famous and Macy's got a good sale, what do you say? No. When you know you want to lay in the bed an extra extra hour, but because of your position, you got to get to church. What do you say? No. Learn how to what? Deny yourself. That's number one. If you're going to follow Jesus, you have got to deny yourself. And let me tell you, don't nobody love the party as much as me. Girlfriend have a good time in the grocery store. Please, I have a good time at the mortuary. So you know I must be liking the party, all right? But guess what? There is a way to have a good time. And that's when the children of God need to do what? Set it off. Y'all here this morning. That's why when we read over in Proverbs 23:7, so as a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. So as a man thinketh, that's Proverbs 23:7, so as a man thinketh, so he is in his heart. Let me tell you, we have a lot of Dr. Doolittles and a Dr. Do Nothings. Because that's what we keep telling ourselves. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't go here. I can't afford this. I can't. How is it we can serve an unlimited God and be limited in ourselves? I need some amens on there. How can we serve an unlimited God and still put limitations on ourselves? Because the problem is we see ourselves as citizens of Alton, Illinois, but we don't see ourselves as kids of the kingdom. When you see yourself as a true child of God, you can walk in and set it off, baby. This is what I want, and I'm telling my daddy to give me what I want. That's how you set it off. Hallelujah. They might not have it in Alton, but if I see it and I want it, whoop, that is, because my God done set it out just for me. Are you a king's kid? Who in here is a king kid? We serve an all-powerful God, and yet we keep putting limitations on ourselves. Don't you know if you keep telling yourself what you cannot do, what you will not be able to do, that's exactly what you won't do? I tell you, when I talk about St. John over at my job and stuff, they look at me and they say, man, you got 1,000 people over there, don't you? I said, no, just a handful. Well, how y'all doing this and how y'all doing that? We can't do that. I said, that's what I don't allow at St. John. We don't never say what we can't do. We try to see how we can get it done. Because if it's on the books, evidently, we can get it done, amen? How many of y'all know we got the I can spirit over here? I can do all things through Christ what strengthened me. All right? I deny myself of saying we don't have enough people. I deny myself of saying ain't enough money. I deny myself of looking at limitations. I look through the eyes of God. I can do everything you told me to do. God is limitless and I'm his child. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, deny yourself. All negativity. Repeat after me, deny yourself. All negativity. You can do it as a child of God. You can do it as a child of God. You can do it as a child of God. You got to stand up and set it up, baby. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, set it up. Tell your neighbor, set it up. We have to teach our children. Yes, your feet may be on the ground, but that don't stop you from reaching for the stars. You can do that. Just because you grew up in Alton, this is not the world. This is just one little city. God has opened a whole world for you. Quit telling yourself what you can do, where you cannot go. You a child of the king. Set it up. What is it that you want from God? Somebody said, help us, Lord. Look at here. Say, deny yourself. Hallelujah. I love over in Proverbs 18:21. It says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Let me say that again. Proverbs 18:21. life and death is in the power of the tongue. How many of you are in the business of killing yourself? How many of you are in the business of killing yourself? You look in the mirror, I can't do, I'm not this. Let me tell y'all something. Can I just be sassy as I want to be? That's good, because I'm going to be anyway. Let me tell y'all, most of y'all weren't here, but I had a lunch date yesterday. Sister girl wore her short dress yesterday. Yes, I did. Y'all missed it. Hello. But guess what? She knew she could do what she wanted to do, and she was looking good while she did it. You know why? Because I'm a king's kid, baby. Oh, yes, I am. It was short, but it wasn't showing. Hallelujah! Because I'm a king's kid. Every now and then, you just need to look good to yourself. Hello? You need to look good to yourself, don't you? All right, now, Sister Lacey, I want you to stand up, baby. That's right. I didn't tell you I was going to talk about you, but stand up. Bring your little happy cell phone down here. Bring your purse down too. Come on here. Bring your purse. Now, I want y'all to look at Sister Lacey. Give her some strut music. Strut girl. Y'all see Sister Lacey? I wish y'all could see Sister Lacey's shoes. Do you see her earrings? All right. Go ahead. Go back, baby. Go ahead. Now, let me tell y'all something. Now, some of y'all might be sitting on that. Why she wearing that? Ain't that Deacon Tony's grandmother? Let me tell you, she's looking good, baby, and y'all just looking. I love Sister Lacey. I love Mother Woods coming here all decked out. Now look here. I wish somebody would tell me I can't wear my clothes. I wish somebody would tell me I'm too old to wear a skirt where I want to wear. I wish you would. You better deny yourself and shut your mouth. Because when you come up to me, I done set it up, baby. Look at your neighbor and say, set it up. Tell your neighbor, set it up. Because as a king's kid, we need to learn. Nobody can stop you from doing what you want to do. You are king's kid. Hallelujah. I have any king's kids up in here? Any king's kid? Don't let nobody kill you with their mouth. How you gonna do that? Cause I want to. Girl, ain't no child. I don't see how you gonna get that husband. I don't see how you gonna get that wife. It ain't your business. Hallelujah. But I came to tell you, as a king's kid, you're supposed to set it off. Tell your neighbor, set it off. Now, point number two. Says, take up your cross. This is a new learning for me. The scriptures say, take up your cross and follow me. Most of us think we're supposed to carry a cross like this. This is when it's burdensome. This is when it's heavy. The Lord said, take up your cross and follow me. And this is how most children of God want to take their cross. But guess what? Jesus carried the cross like this. Because when Jesus carried it, it was hard, it was heavy, it was burdened down with sin. If you carry your cross like this, it's because you don't know the position of a king's kid. Tell your neighbor, I'm a king's kid. And as a king's kid, I set it off. Let me tell you, if you a king's kid, this is where you carry your cross, baby. Come at me, devil. Come on, devil. I'm about to bust it up in here. I'm about to oh, devil, you don't want none of me, because I'm about to bust you a new head. See, as a king's kid, you carry your cross like this. Uh-huh. Are you sure you want some of me? Are you sure you want some of me? Are you sure you want some of me? See, this is how you carry it. See, y'all been carrying your cross the wrong way. Hallelujah. Do you carry your cross like this? You tell the devil, you come on, baby. You tell them, come on. Do we have any? any King's kids in here? Do we have any King's kids? See, when the Lord said, take up your cross, this is how you take it up. How many of y'all know what an automatic is? Come on, devil. See, how many of y'all now know how you're supposed to take your cross? When he said, take up your cross, that's what it means. Shoot it like it's an automatic. When Satan come to you, bam, 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 run that baby off. That's when you set it off. Tell your neighbor, set it off. Set it off. How many of y'all learned something? See, we can't beat nobody dragging the cross. The Lord didn't say drag it. He said take it up. And when you take it up, it becomes a weapon. Hallelujah. And that's what he wants us to do. And I love it. Your cross is your business. Hello? Let me say that again. Your cross is your business. Romans 12 and 11 say, don't be slothful in business. Let me say that again. Your cross is your business. Romans 12, 11 say, don't be slothful. Don't be lazy. Don't be tired. Don't be backbiting. Don't be eyeball rolling. When you got your cross, you is packing, baby. Who in here packing? Who in here packing? Tell your neighbor, pick up that cross and shoot it. Look at her. Hallelujah. And some of you might be scared, but let me tell you, in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, the Lord did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. You ain't got to be scared of nothing. Not when you came to set it off. Who in here came to set it off this morning? Who in here came to set it off this morning? Who in here packing? Are you packing with your cross? See, when Jesus carried the cross, it was heavy. When Jesus carried the cross, it was burdened down. But when he gave us back the cross, he had loosened it, he had shortened it, and it became an automatic weapon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm about to run up out of here. Hallelujah. Who learned how to carry that cross today? Who learned how to carry that cross today? That's what the word says. Look at the word. He said, take up your cross. Hallelujah. Take up your cross. Now, Lord, you got to slow me down. Slow me down. Slow me down. So now, after we had said no to ourselves, and after we have learned how to walk with the cross, carrying it, Jesus said, now you're ready. Come on, follow me. He said, now you're ready. See, when we were walking, dragging our cross, we weren't ready to follow nobody because we had too much baggage. Look at your neighbor and say, drop that baggage. Tell your neighbor, drop that baggage. Let me tell you, God don't care who quit you. God don't care who you owe and who owe you. He said, drop all that baggage. Pick up your cross and let's go get them. Hallelujah. Who in here got a go-get-em spirit? Let's go shoot them down, baby. Let's go shoot them down. Don't you tell me I can't go shoot them down, shoot them down. Look at you. Boy, I'm hollering. Y'all having something up in here? Let me tell you. When he say, follow me, it's going to get rough in here. Let me tell you. Being a child of God gets inconvenient. People that you don't want to talk to always call you. People that ain't never got no money always running to you. People who always got a sad story gonna find you. And guess what? He said, follow me. So what do? You pick up the phone and you go through it. Let me tell you something. The job don't pay a whole lot of money, women, but fringe benefits is awesome. Friend benefits. Let me tell y'all about some friend benefit. One friend benefit is the Lord say, I bless you coming in and I bless you going out. That's a friend benefit. He said, call on me and I will answer. That's a friend benefit. He said, when you bring your tithe, I'll open the windows of heaven and chuck you down some blessing. That's a friend benefit. When he said, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. That's a friend benefit. When you look at me, I may look like somebody, but I want you to know it's not me, but it's the Christ that lives in me. That's what I can do what I do, baby. Hallelujah. But look, let me tell you. Boy, I'm so happy, Jesus. Now let me tell you. You cannot follow Jesus if you won't get out of the corner. Mediocrity is not good enough. You have to give the Lord your entire life. But does not the scripture say, when you lose your life for my sake, I give it back to you? See, we're so scared. But what if I mess up? What if I, oh God, oh, what if I mess up? Let me ease your pain. You will mess up. You will make mistakes. You will have a flub-a-dub-dub. Folks gonna talk about you. People gonna lie on you. But you already packed it. So shoot them down. Shoot them down. And keep on walking. Hallelujah. Am I helping anybody in here? Because I'm having a good time. Hallelujah. And that's why he said, follow me. Jesus has already broke through the wilderness. He just wants you to be his backup. Jesus has already went through the rough stuff. He just wants us to get rid of the little bit in imps. He's already opened doors for us that no man can shut. Now you're sitting there looking at me like, but why would I want to follow Jesus? Let me tell you, you want to follow him because he is the author and finisher of all of our faith. You want to follow him because he has not only went to the grave, but he went down to the depths of hell, took the keys from Satan, and came back with all power in heaven and in earth. And when he came back, he looked at you. He looked at you, and he looked at you. He said, I've done my job. You need to go set it off. You need to set it off. Got a question for you. As a child of God, you need to challenge yourself to do better and do something different in the house of the Lord every day. You need to challenge yourself. How many of y'all challenge yourself lately? And don't lie. Don't lie. Good. You need to challenge. What do I mean by that? You need to make sure. Thank you, Lord. How many of y'all seen the movie The Bucket List? How many of y'all saw The Bucket List? Mm-hmm. Y'all don't look at television up here either, do you? The Bucket List is with Morgan Freeman and what's his name? Who? Jack Nicholson, that's right. That's an ugly little old man, but he cool with me. But listen, they made a list of things they wanted to do before they die. Let me be the first to tell you, if you are bored on this Christian journey, it's because you ain't doing nothing. Walking in this Christian life is exciting. If you know what I'm talking about, say amen. You cannot get bored when you follow Jesus. You can't get bored in an ever-changing life cycle. When the Lord wakes you up in the morning, he gives you a brand new life. That's a thank you, Jesus. Because you just think about the people that he used to wake up. He don't wake up no more. You just think about it. If it had not been for the Lord on your side in hell, you would have lifted up your eyes. That's an exciting moment. You know you didn't work. You weren't worth him waking you up, but he woke your love. Nasty self up anyway. Can somebody say glory? And then, after all the ugly thoughts we thought yesterday, the Lord had the nerve Deacon, you know what, Trustee Young? I called some people ugly yesterday. Do you know God woke me up even though I called folks ugly and clothed me in my right mind because he didn't want me to die with them ugly thoughts in my mind. Don't you know, St. John, I came to set it up in here, baby. I don't know about you, but I'm just glad to be in the service one more time. And as children of God, if you are bored, it's because you're not following. If your life has no purpose, it's because you are not following. If your life has no guidance, it's because you are not following. If your life is not focused, it's because you are not following. But if you are a disciple, do I have any disciples in here? If you are a disciple, God has ordered your steps in his word. If you are a disciple, you didn't come in through the basement, but you came through the front door. If you are a disciple, you ain't scared of nothing because you know the scripture said you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. And if you are a disciple, you know that God has given you enough strength to set it off. Look at your neighbor and say, can you set it off? Tell your neighbor, can you set it off? Can you set it off? Now, as I begin to open the doors of the church, I want to know who in here is packing with the cross. Are you packing? Who in here know how to carry that cross? What do you say? Come on, devil. You don't want none of me, do you? Because I came packing. What is your weapon? It is the cross of Christ, and I carry it heavy loaded and ready to go. Set it off, child of God. Set it off, child of God. Set it off. Hallelujah. How many of y'all can set it off now? How many of you can set it off? Don't be scared. You already packing. Y'all packing? Huh? You know how to carry your cross? Now, I just want to know how many of y'all was paying attention. Show me what your stance is when you're carrying your cross. Get a lot of hand praise. Get a lot of hand praise. See, some of y'all still scared. When you got your cross, they named you armed and dangerous. And Satan better know, I'm armed and I'm dangerous, baby. Got my gun cocked and I'm ready to fire. I ain't kidding you. Who know I ain't kidding you? Are you playing? Don't be playing with him. Uh-huh. All right, how do you walk with your cross now? Show me your stance for your cross. What does it say? I'm armed and dangerous. See that ain't in here. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I'm armed and dangerous. Tell your neighbor again, I'm armed and dangerous. I came. So repeat after me. I came to set it off. I came to set it off. Now let Alton Bell hear. I came to set it off. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Hallelujah. Did I carry my cross, baby? Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's too glad to be in the service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're glad to be here and you're outside of the ark of the cross, ark of safety, you need